The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Now you're listening to episode 808 here at Gamertag Radio. This is your host, Danny, and joining me this week is Paris. What's going on, Paris? What's up,
hey, man? Hey, good morning. Tired. It's been a long week.
I hear you, man. You slept late last night? I slept late.
You mean I slept very, very well, late. Yeah, I literally woke up 10 minutes before we had to start doing the show.
Oh, man. Very professional.
It's been a long week, man. But everything's good. Man. It's good. This is it's Red Dead week, so it's a good week.
Yeah, man. We definitely got to talk about that, man. But before we talk about Red Dead, Paris, are you planning to buy it soon? Are you gonna wait? You know, we've been having conversations on and off about that. Like, you like, all right, I'm gonna wait.
Well,
you know, I want to play.
Unlike
a couple games.
Unlike our co-host, I'm not full of it and saying that I'm waiting for freaking vaporware since there is no PC version. I'm gonna wait. And what if it doesn't come to 2043? What are you gonna do then, huh, Peter?
I know.
I've been tempted since it came out this week, but overall, no. I'm holding fast. I had it in the cart. I was on Amazon. I had the digital code in the cart. I was about to hit send, and I go, you know what? Don't do it. And I was like, just go play The Witcher Tales, because you got that. You're not playing that. So start playing The Witcher Tales. And it's like, I'm a crazy person. There's too many games. So I'm gonna hold off. I'm not gonna do it. I'm holding strong. But if I do screw up, so what? It's just a game, and it's great. But I have way too many other things that I need to play right now, and I will say it until I do it. I've still not played Spider-Man. So until I play Spider-Man, I should not be playing Red Dead 2. But I see what everyone's saying online about it, and it looks phenomenal, but it can wait. So I'm going to try and hold off.
Mm. All right. Well, first of all, I just want to say very quick that we won an award a couple nights ago. The Latin Podcast Awards. We were nominated for like four categories, and we won a Best Games and Hobby. So yeah, first award for the group. As you know, I've gotten awards on my own, but I always wanted to get an award for GTR, man. You know, because it's all of us together. You know, so this is our first award, first time in since we launched GTR, man.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's dope. Really, really dope, man. And a shout out to everybody over there at Latin Podcast Awards. I know they have like judges from all over Latin America and the U.S. So I sent them the Hope County stories. I sent them that, like, hey, check it out, you know, and that they were judging based on that. So that was cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That was really cool.
No, it's a great accomplishment. And I always say just congrats to you. I know it's a team effort, but you're the one that started Gamertag Radio, and you know, hey, it's well deserved.
P hit me up, it's like, so that means we could say award winning podcast? I go, yeah, sure. Why not? It's all good. Also, by the way, shout out to, we had our first person that donated through Radio Public. So shout out to Alfred for donating to GTR, man. That was really cool. So for those who are listening, you know, through Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any other podcast app, make sure to try out Radio Public. I think it's really cool. And if you listen through there, we also get revenue from that. And you can also donate through the app and support GTR. So that's like another way if you guys want to support us, man. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, shout out to him and any other listener out there that have been streaming the show through Radio Public, man. Thanks a lot. All right.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
We're going to start the show with a voicemail from Keon. Everybody knows about Keon. He's always calling us, asking us some great questions. But I think this is like a great way for us to start the conversation. So you want to play it very quick?
All right. Let's go ahead and play that right now.
Hey, what's going on, Gamer Tag Radio? I hope you fellas are doing amazing. This is Keon calling from Baltimore. Just wanted to ask you guys about Red Dead Redemption 2 and your thoughts on that really quickly. Not a review or anything like that, but as far as Digital Foundry being able to have found out that Red Dead Redemption 2 is running at a native 4K and a pretty solid 30 frames per second. The interesting thing to me, though, was seeing that the Xbox One S version is running at 864p, and it's, you know, struggling here and there with the frame rate. But my question to you guys is, should this start being the case where it didn't seem like Rockstar was actually going for parity, but they were going for whatever console had the most power to, you know, be able to generate the best experience? That's what they did. And I know that people have got up in arms a little bit about both of the consoles being, you know, having parity with one another. But do you think this should be a new practice that if these developers can get more juice out of the X or the PS4 version, for that matter, should they do that, and with these older consoles, just let them slowly dwindle out? Because we know that next generation is on the horizon between the next 1.5 to 2 years. So just wanted to get you guys' opinion on that. I was very shocked that it actually ran it, a native 4K. I think a lot of people didn't think that was going to happen. But anyway, you guys are awesome. With that being said, you guys take care and have a good day. Bye-bye.
Right, and that is the infamous Keon leaving us a voicemail. Yes. So we really appreciate that. And, you know, like I've said, I've not played Red Dead Redemption 2, and so I'm sure Danny can chime in on that portion of it. But he brings up a very interesting point, and it kind of goes back to something, you know, I've been saying the past few years. These original consoles were a half measure. They were. So when we got to 2016 and we started going with the PS4 Pro and then now with the Xbox One X, those are the consoles that we should have got from the start, in my personal opinion. So I was actually very happy to see that the Xbox One X is able to run Red Dead Redemption 2 in native 4K. I mean, obviously, just with all the power that's under the hood of that console, it just makes a lot of sense that it would be able to. It's staying around 30 frames per second. So like when Digital Foundry Eurogamer came out and with their analysis, that just sealed the deal for me, because I was pretty sure I was leaning towards Xbox One X, which that was going to be the definitive version of Red Dead Redemption 2. And it turns out that it is. And I've not played that many games on an Xbox One X as it is. So this was just a great excuse for me to say, you know what, I'm going to go Xbox One X for this one. And the point that he's bringing up about, is this probably the way we're going to see a lot of third-party developers go moving forward, where it's not about creating parity or whatever. They're just going to make whatever the best version they can on the Xbox One X and the PS4 Pro. I think that's the case. And then the older consoles are going to suffer for that. So that's why you saw this at the beginning of the last generation, or this current generation, where they started moving towards, let's develop for Xbox One and PS4, and the 360 and the PS3 versions of the same game would struggle. So I think we're not even going to see that happen once the new generation started. We're going to see it towards the end of this generation, because the better versions, they're going to skew towards the Xbox One X and PS4 versions of their games. And they'll just make sure that the versions for the original consoles just work. But like we see with the Xbox One version of Red Dead Redemption 2, it is far behind what you're able to do on the mid-gen generation console. So what do you think, Danny?
To me, I think that, all right, so the past year or so, I've been playing games on my Switch that was also released on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, and it looks better in those consoles. And for the Switch version, it looks good, decent for that type of device, for that console, right? I think at the end of the day, as long as it is optional and people know what they're getting before they purchase the game, you know, not everybody can afford a PC or an Xbox One or PlayStation 4 Pro, right? But if they could also play the game and it's still a great experience, you know, I think us as, you know, the hardcore gamers, we're always going to be picky about like 4K and how's it looks, you know, graphically and all that. But I think that, you know, the version for the Xbox One S, let's just say, that one, yeah, is the weakest one out of all the consoles, right? Out of all the versions, but it's the best looking Rockstar game ever to be released on a console compared to like the previous versions. So the Xbox One S, yeah, is the weakest, but it looks better than GTA 5 and other older Rockstar games. So I think we have to like stay away with the whole, you know, if you get the Xbox One S version or the regular PlayStation 4 version, you're going to have like the worst gaming experience. And I think it's not that. It's just the Pro and the Xbox One X looks a lot better, you know, compared to those other two. So personally for me, as long the gameplay wise, it's fun and it's a great experience, then yeah, why not get it, man? That's the thing I like about Xbox right now especially with their first party games. Yeah, if you have the old Xbox version, the original console, and you play Forza Horizon 4, let's just say, on that version, you're still going to have a great time, man. You know, but if you have the Xbox One S or Xbox One X, it's going to look a lot better, and or the PC version too. So I think I like that I disagree with Keon when he said to let the older console to just to die and just focus on like the Pro and the One X. I disagree with that. I want everybody to have the same experience.
I
don't like that, man. Paris, for example, dude, I played Doom and Wolfenstein, right, on my Nintendo Switch. And yeah, it's not graphically, it's not like the PlayStation 4.
But that's what I'm saying.
Let's be real. But it's,
That's what I'm saying, though. I'm saying, and I think this is what Keon was alluding to, I'm not saying, oh, don't make for the original PS4 and the original Xbox One, of course, but also don't basically hold back what could be a better version on the PS4 Pro and the Xbox One X. And I think that's what he's saying. That's what I'm saying. And I actually think we're in agreement here. Of course, it'll be a lesser version of the game, but you can still play it and you can still have fun with it. I'm not saying, you don't develop for that at all. But what's going to wind up happening, let's just take Cyberpunk as an example. I want Cyberpunk is going to come on the Xbox One and the PS4, right? I want that game to be the best it possibly can be. Squeeze all the juice you possibly can out of the Xbox One X. Now, but if that means making a version that, hey, look, frame rate ain't going to necessarily be completely rock solid at 30 frames on the original Xbox One. Graphically, you're going to have to downgrade it. It's going to be sub 800p to be able to get it to work and all that. If that's the case, so freaking be it. But if that also means it's going to be native 4K on the Xbox One X, it's going to be a solid 30 frames per second. If it means on the PS4 Pro, solid 30 frames per second, and you know they're doing checkerboard rendering up from 1440p, but it looks amazing. It's like you'll see it next to the PC version and you'll have to do a double take to see which is the better version. You know what I'm saying? Don't hold back your higher end consoles to placate the older original ones. That's all I'm saying. If it can at least work on the original ones, at that point, you got to accept that baseline. You just do, or upgrade to the higher version. And we know in 2020, we're going to a next console generation anyway. So are we really gonna hold back Gears of War 5 to make sure that it's 1080p and 30 frames per second on the original Xbox One, if that means sacrificing it being a solid 4K, 30 frames on the Xbox One X? I don't want that. I don't think gamers now in 2018 going into 2019 want that either, because we've had these Xbox One and PS4s since 2013 at that point. It's okay if you have to upgrade. If you want the definitive version, means you need to get the next console. It's a choice. No one's forcing you to do it. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Let me go way back from this, man. Do you remember when the Nintendo 64 was out, that the first Perfect Dark, mm-hmm. that game came out, and in order for you to get the full experience, you had to get like this little adapter.
Yeah, the memory. The memory thing. Mm-hmm. The memory came with Donkey Kong 64. I remember vividly. Yeah.
I bet you that the majority of people that purchased that game didn't have the adapter.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Right?
And it's the same thing with this one. The majority of people don't have a 4K TV, don't have the Pro, and don't have the Xbox One X. I think the hardcore audience that loves graphics or just know a lot about the Xbox One X, they're the ones that are buying that like right away, right? But I think the average person, they don't have a 4K TV. This is like the cheapest console they could afford, the original PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. And they're just going to stick with that console until the next gen console. So business-wise, a lot of these companies are going to focus, we're going to make a game that's going to look great on like the latest consoles, but we can't forget there's a whole other crowd out there that doesn't have these new consoles, and this is a better way for us to sell our game, man. That's why this is why the conversation I always bring up with you and Pete about everybody saying, oh, PC Master Race and all that stuff. Yo, not that many people have a PC, man. And that's why a lot of these companies, especially like Rockstar, are releasing this game first on consoles, because there's way more people that play consoles than PC.
Of course. That's why there's not a PC version of Red Dead. I totally get it. The majority of your audience is on a console. And the majority of the audience, is on the original Xbox One and PlayStation 4, not the Pro and the X1X. I guess what I'm trying to say, to just simplify it so we're not going back and forth on it, is all I'm saying is in the development process of Red Dead, they probably used the PS4 Pro and the Xbox One X as the baseline. And then it was like, let's get it working to the best of its ability on these two consoles. And then they're like, then we'll do whatever we got to do to also make sure it works on the original Xbox One and PS4. That's all I'm saying. You know, when you're in development, make sure it's the best version it can possibly be. Then once you've hit that, all right, now we'll go figure it out on the older consoles.
I think they've been working on this way before the Pro and Xbox One.
Yeah, when the Pro and the One X became, obviously, because what I'm saying is, it's obvious Rockstar put in the effort on the Xbox One X because it's running at native 4K. And 30 frames. You know, it's obvious they put in the effort on the Pro because, you know, they're able to checkerboard it up to 4K and it's a solid 30 frames. It's not like, well, we just made it for the PS4 and the Xbox One X and just let it upscale on the new ones. We're done. They obviously put in the work to be able to do that, which I will say, in Pete's defense, for wanting to wait for the PC version, in my opinion, probably very similar to what they did with Grand Theft Auto 5. Yeah. It's probably a double dip situation. They're not dumb. Of course, they know people will get it now. We'll probably run and go get the PC version later. But why not wait and just work specifically on that PC version and make it the best possible PC version it could potentially be? Which means maybe we got to wait a year for it. And that's fine. I'll say this to Pete. I look right at the camera and say this to Pete. You can wait a year all you want. You're going to be missing out all that crispy cowboy action. Look, everybody going to have a cowboy hat for Christmas. Get a lasso and everything. Ride around on a horse on the streets. You're going to miss out on it, buddy. Yep. You're going to miss out, and you're going to get weak. And around about January 43, you're going to pick it up.
Now, I think that, and I always bring this up, man, as long as there's communication between the companies that are releasing these games, the publisher and the consumers, I'm fine with that. But when you lie, and I'm going to bring this up too, because, you know, Xbox have done this, PlayStation have done this. Every time they have like a marketing deal, they're always going to promote it like, this is the best version, it's going to look great, blah, blah, blah. PlayStation was doing that with Red Dead 2. They were promoting this like, yo, it's going to look better, the PlayStation 4 Pro version. And it comes out, people buy it, and then they found out, no, the Xbox One X version is like the better version. And I understand, it's the whole marketing deal crap that happens all the time. Dude, Xbox have done that many times, and I totally not with it, man. I'm not down with that crap, man. You know, but yeah, it's just that. It's just the communication, man. That's the part that we need. You know, the hard part is when, let's say, PlayStation has a marketing deal with, for example, Red Dead Redemption 2, right? Rockstar can't say the Xbox One X version is the better version. They already have a deal with PlayStation. You know, that part, that's the business part of it, I totally understand, you know? But man, don't lie to your consumers, man. There were ads, Paris, I know you've probably seen it, that they're promoting it like this was going to be native 4K, like, you know, native 4K, I think it was, right?
No.
From that version?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, it was more like, I'm trying to remember I got to look for the ad, but the actual ad was promoting something that wasn't even true about the game. And that's why a lot of the PlayStation 4 Pro owners that purchased Red Dead were kind of pissed. Like, yo, why would they promote this way?
Yeah, you should find that, because I honestly have no idea what it would be that they were falsely promoting.
Yeah. Xbox did that with, I think it was with Tomb Raider. And there was this whole controversy. Like, it's all about, yo, be real with your consumers, man. Stop promoting this nonsense that is fake. And then you're tricking the consumers. And once we find out, we're not going to purchase something again because of all these lies. I don't know. I'm just not down with that crap, man. You know what I'm saying? Just be real.
Yeah,
just
but I get what you're saying. But let's just be realistic. Like I had said even before Red Dead came out, as an example, I was pretty sure the One X version was going to be the superior version. But of course, all the marketing, they signed the deal with Sony, it's all going to be, I didn't see nothing for Xbox for Red Dead, because everything is skewed towards PlayStation. Every commercial, every bundle you see is for PlayStation. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they're not going to talk about, well, actually guys, we made the better version on Xbox. they're not going to say that.
It's going to look stupid. You know, business-wise, that would be pretty dumb for them to do that. But at the same time, come on, man, just say, look, Play it on PlayStation 4. Have the logo. Like, for example, Destiny to me, every time I bring that game up, I always going to think as a PlayStation game, because the way how they market that game since the beginning, right? That's fine. That's get the exclusive, so on. Perfect. That's fine. But yo, like, don't say it looks better.
But I don't.
This version looks
you
better.
Keep saying that, but I don't ever remember seeing that anywhere. That they were saying that they look, they Sony, Xbox, they all say best played on our system. They all say that.
Of course. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying there's only Sony, but Xbox has done this many times in the past, and I'm not cool with that at all, man. I'm not cool with it. So this is not a real like native 4K. This is an upscale, right?
What on you talking about on the Pro? Yeah, it's checkerboarded. Yeah. It's checkerboarded up, which that's not a shock. I mean, the vast majority of pro games are checkerboarded up. I mean, One X has the capability of hitting native 4K 30 frames on games, but the Pro really doesn't.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to bring that up and stuff, but
let's be clear on one thing. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this even before the One X and the Pro even came out. I don't care how you get to 4K. If it looks 4K and it looks good to me, that's all I care about. You know what I mean? So if you play it on PlayStation or play it on Xbox, you're going to get a fantastic version of the game. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. Yeah.
Yep. So let's talk about real quick about Red Dead, man. Paris, so Here's a crazy thing about this game, man. You know, usually when like The Witcher, you know, games like that, I like to explore, do my thing. Like playing Red Dead Redemption 2, it kind of reminded me like I'm watching like the History Channel or some old Western movie or something, right? Dude, yesterday, a couple things happened to me yesterday that I was like, yo, I can't believe this. This just happened to me. One, I lost my cowboy hat. I don't know what happened to it. I think it was when I crashed or something. I left the hat there and I kept on going. And yeah, I lost my freaking hat that I was wearing from the beginning. That was one. Two, I get to this town and, you know, there was a horse there. I'm like, yo, let me go check to see the horse, and see if he has like any weapons or money or something, you know. So I get closer to the horse, and I was about to like touch the horse. Dude, the freaking horse just kicked my, flew like to like the floor, straight to the floor, man. And the horse just bounced. I'm like, yo, what the hell? That was cool. Another one is, I'm riding around like the city or even outside the little small town, I mean. And you hear people either, there was like a police around there, right? And they were like, hey, don't get closer because we have a fugitive here. We're, you know, so that was cool. Or let's say some people that are looking for trouble, they were like, yo, you better get out of here, man. And that, for example, I was there for a little bit, right? Just standing while they were talking smack. And they were like, look, get out of here. Yo, they gave me like a couple of minutes. And yo, they started shooting me random because I didn't leave, man. I was just there. So they thought I was looking for trouble. I was like, oh. So that was really cool. But overall, dude, the acting, the graphics. I'm not a graphic guy. Like, I'm like, eh, whatever. But yo, this game looks so good, man. I thought it was going to be hard to surpass like graphically when it comes to the Witcher. But man, Paris, this game looks so good, man. So good. I can't stop playing it, man. Like, I'm dying for you and P to actually play this because I want to hear like your opinion about the whole thing. But man, it's great, man. Like, this is the thing I like about Rockstar, man. They love to take their time making these games, and when they come out, it's a gem, man. You know, same thing with Grand Theft Auto 5. That was like an amazing game, right? But yeah, I'm really, really excited for you to try out for the first time, man. And I think you're not going to last that long, man. Not going to last that long, like saying, oh, I'm going to wait till like December. I think you're going to buy it before December, man.
It could be. I'm not denying that. By the way, side note, people on social media are freaking crazy. There was some guy while earlier in the week that kept tweeting at us about, I'm going to get weak and I'm not waiting to get Red Dead. And in my head, I'm like, who cares? why does that matter? I don't understand why people get so concerned with that kind of stuff. I may get it earlier. I don't know. Hearing the scenario that you're talking about sounds great. And like I said, I almost did it already. But like I said before, there's just other things that I still need to get through. And I know once I pick up that controller and dive in that world, it's going to consume me. And that's all I'm going to play for everything that you just described. So look, I'm highly anticipating playing this game. I'm trying to just get through other stuff first so that I can just focus my 100% attention on Red Dead when I do. And then obviously we know the online portion is going to come out later. That's going to be a whole nother thing. So I'm really looking forward to it. Like I said, just the impressions that you've given and I've seen other people give online really makes this sound like a crowning achievement for Rockstar and what they've been able to do with the open world genre, which, you know, is just going to make all these other companies step their game up even further when they come out with these, you know, these open world games, because now you're going to have that Red Dead baseline expectation for what you're going to want to expect.
Yeah, you know what it is? I think this is a game that once you play, everybody's going to have a different experience. It's not something that everybody's going to have like the same exact experience. Dude, everybody's going to have something different, man. People are going to have different stories. Yo, I just watched a video yesterday on Twitter that somebody posted. Yo, they were fighting a bear against a bear, yo. And it reminded me of that Leonardo DiCaprio movie that came out a few years ago that he had to fight a bear.
Yeah.
Which one is that one? You remember that one?
I forget the exact. I know what you're talking about. Tom Hardy's in it.
Yo, yeah. It was exactly like that.
The Reverend? Video. Is that?
Yeah.
Something like that.
And yo, it was so dope, man. It was so dope. And then at the end, he was about to like die against the bear, and he killed him right down the spot, man, at the end, man. While his health was like super low. I was like, oh, man, this is so dope. But yeah, right now I'm just collecting money and doing things. Like, I'm taking my time. I'm traveling. Like, it feels like this world is really, really huge, man. So much stuff to do in this, man. So much stuff to do. So I wish I could say more, but I don't want to like spoil it for Paris, man, because I want Paris to really enjoy this, man, and play for the first time. It's dope. My fiance came. She was checking out the TV when she saw me playing. She's like, yo, what movie is this? I'm like, no, this is an actual game. She's like, oh my God, it looks real. I was like, I know. I was like, yeah, it's good. So good. So you were going to say something?
No, I'm just listening to your impressions on the game. And yeah, like I said, I am very anticipating being able to play it. I'm even thinking about maybe I do my first playthrough on stream. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be dope. Yeah, and record your reaction. That would be awesome, man.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
Are we going to continue with episode 808? But first, you know, every week I've been giving out a free game. So the past few weeks we've been giving out, you know, mature games. But I think for this week, we're going to give something for the family. And this is Minecraft for the Xbox One. So here is the code. If you're listening, stop. If you're driving, make sure to stop. Go check out open up your Xbox One app. And put this code, or if you're listening at home, go to the website or to the Xbox console and just put this, redeem this code, 27FRR6XXGXXCR9DKHDFY4XYJZ. And that's it. A free copy of Minecraft for Xbox One. We have a couple fan mail questions here. I think we should start now. So it's time for fan mail.
Fan mail at gamertagradio.com.
All right, so we have a first one here. This is from Dude Man. Hello, GTR crew. I love your podcast and I listen to it religiously. I was wondering if you guys knew of any games that can compare to this old gem. He posted a picture of, this was on Discord. Let me see if I can find it really quick. It's called Phantom Crash. I don't remember that game.
I remember it. Xbox.
You remember? Okay. Mm-hmm. So then he goes, I never found a mech game that was as good as this one. I've been looking for something similar to play, at least somewhat good. Do you guys have any recommendations for me?
Yes, Titanfall 2.
Titanfall 2. Okay. All right.
I mean, it's...
Why is that? I never played this game, so I don't know. Is it a first-person shooter or...
I just remember the name. I can't even tell you if I actually played it directly or not. I just remember that name. I knew it was some kind of mech-type game, so I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, because do you remember Mech Assault?
Mech Assault was a good one, too. Mm-hmm. That was one of the original Xbox Live games.
Yeah, and that was the first game that had paid DLC, the first one. That I remember, I was like, damn, really? I have to pay for this? And I bought it. I was like, yeah, it's not that bad. And that's when everybody started doing DLC, man. You have to pay for that.
And
man.
Then remember, the ultimate one back then was Steel Battalion, because with that $200 controller.
Oh, my God. So it was mandatory? You had to buy that controller in order to play that?
I think so. I think so. Man. I think you had to have that controller to be able to play it. Yeah, it was obviously very expensive to because you had to have that complex control system. There was no way to control your character without it.
Yep. All right, so this is another one. Hey, GTR folks, I'm happy to announce that after 10 years and trying, my wife and I are expecting our first child in December, and it's a girl. Congratulations, man. I work a pretty demanding job in finance and game for about an hour before bed after my wife's gone to sleep, including weekends. Probably play 8 to 10 hours a week. Everyone tells me gaming is over for me, and I can't forget any TV series I want to watch for a couple of years. I'm really excited about being a dad, but I want to know from my GTR dads, if you found a way to combine your hobby and still be a good responsible dad. One thing won't change is listening to GTR. Keep up the awesome work, Manny. Thanks, Manny. You want to answer that, Paris? I'm not a parent. I'm not a father.
I mean, we've talked about this a lot in the past. It's look, your family's number one, so games will suffer. You know, it's going to come family, obviously job most likely second, because you got to be able to take care of your family. And then you just have to find the time to be able to do, you know, the extracurricular activities that are important to you. So if gaming is an important thing to you, you will find time. You will most likely have to sacrifice sleep, especially with a newborn. You ain't sleeping, period, point blank. You're not for at least the first 6 to 9 months of her life, which, again, congratulations. But, you know, you'll get into a routine. You'll get a schedule. You'll know how things work. So you'll know when, all right, here's my window if I want to be able to play games. Here's my window to spend time with my family. Obviously, you got to go to work, etc. You know, trying to go to gym, do all that stuff. You just have to manage your time wisely is what it really comes down to overall. But first and foremost, you will see when December gets here, your life will change, and it will change for the better being a parent. It's the best thing you could possibly do in the world, but they have needs, and their needs will be priority number one to you. Look, this is the way it works in my house. Priorities in my house is my wife number one, because there is nothing without her. Right? Because if she ain't happy, nobody's happy. So it's wife one, then it's the kids, then it's the dog, then it's me. See, I am dead last on the totem pole when it comes to that stuff, right? I have to make sure everybody else is taken care of and happy before I can worry about myself. So it really just comes down to that. You figure it out, you get into a routine, and you'll just go from there. Like I said, I've had children. My daughter was born in 2001, and you know, I've still had amazing gaming experiences over the years. I obviously still do this podcast. I go to the gym. I freaking commute to go to work. I do all these things. You can figure it out. Like I say, you just have to manage your time.
So, how was it for you when you started Uncle Gamer? You had your second child at that
time? Yeah, that's when Trey was born. Trey was born May. And I started Uncle Gamer in July of 2006. So, yeah, I mean, I literally had a newborn. And in this very room I'm in right now, this is where Uncle Gamer started. And I figured it out, obviously. You know, back then, I mean, I think I used to do Uncle Gamer. We recorded like on a Friday night. So it was after the work week, you know, end of the week. You know, I'd come in here, you know, probably, I don't know, 6-7 o'clock at night, record for an hour, 2 hours, whatever it was. And that was it. And then obviously had my weekends to try and play games and do all that stuff. But like I said, you figure it out. You do. And then as your kids get older, it definitely gets easier because, look, you take care of yourself. Like, kids probably up right now doing God knows what. And as long as they're not burning down the house, I'm fine. You know what I mean?
Do you want to read any other questions? Because I want to bring up.
Oh, you didn't care about that. Before. Okay, I will go in.
No. No, it's not. I'm not a parent. I'm not a parent, so there's no way for me to answer that question. You know what I'm saying? I mentioned in the past that you have to balance everything out, man. Like, you know, with us, you know, we're content creators. Yeah, we play games, but at the same time, man, you need time for your family, time for yourself too. It's not healthy to be just strictly just gaming 24/7. You know what I'm saying? So, and honestly, all these games are going to be there. They're not going to go away. You still could go back 5 years from now and it's still going to be there. You know what I'm saying? So,
exactly. Yeah. Okay. Well, there's this one. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say his name wrong. So, okay, let me start from here. Is it Gorligs? I believe it's Gorligs. I'm probably saying his wrongs from our Discord channel. Thank you for being part of the Discord community. But he's saying, hey, GTR, hope you're having a wonderful week and getting prepped for Red Dead Redemption 2. I discovered you guys earlier this year in Spotify as a recommendation and have loved the show since. You give me the feeling as I'm an insider in the industry, and so my passion for gaming has grown quite a bit. I'm curious what you guys listen to that gives you the same feeling. It could be gaming, music, movie, whatever. We all have different interests and we all have commonalities with gaming, but I was curious where you draw your inspiration from and how do you think you go about implementing that into the show? Thanks for all the hard work. Keep rocking. Okay, so I'm actually a big sports podcast listener. I listen to a lot of the stuff from The Ringer, like Bill Simmons, things like that. To be quite honest, it's funny. There's two things that give me a lot of inspiration when I listen. Well, three, actually. I love listening to Dan Carlin, Hardcore History. Just the level of detail that he goes into. He will literally drop a 3-hour podcast and he will barely take a breath as he is talking about the Mongols, or he's talking about like the Lutherans, you know, in Europe back in the 1600s, 1700s, just crazy stuff. He's talking, obviously he's talking about World War II. He's talking about the Spanish American War. He's talking about a lot of crazy things. It's fantastic podcast. It is a deep dive. And because I commute, it just gives me some of that free time to just listen and, you know, to clear my mind. So that's one. Like I said, I listen to a bunch of sports stuff. More recently, like I listened to Larry Wilmore, Black on the Air. Fantastic podcast. Mm-hmm. It's really good. I love listening to Talk Nerdy, Kara Santa Maria, just from the science standpoint of thing, just learning how things work in this world, in this universe is fascinating to me. And then I always say Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's a big one for me. And I know he's an acquired taste. He's not for everybody, but he can have some really silly podcasts where they get too freaking high and do all that kind of crazy stuff. But he can have some really in-depth one with some very smart people that really gives you a different perspective on the world and makes you think. You know what I mean? So that's where I draw a lot of inspiration from. Ironically enough, I don't listen to gaming podcasts. It's very few that I will listen to, and I don't listen to them on a consistent basis. If I do, I typically, if a big game's coming out, they got an exclusive thing, I may jump in and listen to stuff like that. But I'm not huge on the gaming podcast because I don't want it to skew my opinion on things when I come on here. Mm-hmm. I like to have my own opinion when it comes to game and what I think about certain things. So I try to not listen to a ton of gaming podcasts, only a few. And that's just because I do GTR.
Yeah, when it comes to like podcasts, again, I don't listen to that many gaming podcasts. And if I do, it's because maybe they have a great conversation or maybe an interview or something, you know. So that part is sometimes, you know, I'm a casual listener when it comes to a gaming podcast. Same reasons what Paris brought up. But I love listening to a lot of like political podcasts, because the way how they – you know, everybody has going to have their own opinion and so on about politics, but I just love the debate part. It's very, you know, it's very interactive too, because they start also reading emails from like the listeners. I like that. I listen to a lot of like tech podcasts. Music wise, I know he brought up music. Paris, like every morning, you know, I get my coffee, I put like some old school hip hop from back then, or R&B from like the 70s and 80s. Every morning I get like a good vibe. I go outside and I'm thinking. I'm always thinking, man. Always thinking throughout the day, man. And at the same time, too, what I usually do this sometimes, I listen to like our old episodes, too, from back in the days, because I want to hear the conversation. How was it back then? Can I relate it to it now? And I know I always think about this, too. I always think about the conversation that we had during like the 80s and 90s when it comes to like Sega Genesis or Super Nintendo, you know, things like that. I watch a lot of documentaries that's all about like video games on YouTube, because it's good to learn like the history from the business side from back then, the good and bad. Bring that over here and talk about it on the podcast and share it to our listeners. That's good too, man. What else, man? And just that, man. I think that's how I come up with like ideas, man, for the show, man. Like every time I'm always sending topics to the guys. You know, Paris will also add in there, and Pete. We'll go back and forth. It's just like, oh, should we read it or not? For example, there was one email that we decided to like, nah, we're not going to read it, whatever. You know? So, that's what I do. Every morning or at night, once I start getting like the topics, I just have it in the email, sent to the guys, and they'll tell me, okay, we'll pick this, we'll pick that. So that's how I'll come up with like the topics for the show, man. But yeah. Yeah. Anything else, Paris?
No. I think that's actually a really good question. Cause I mean, yeah, we talk about gaming a lot, but it's not necessarily where I draw my inspiration from to obviously do public speaking and talk about video games and all that. It's the other thing. Like I'll say this, and this is one great thing about podcasting as a whole and just where we are as in society right now with technology, with the different forms of media. My view on the world has really changed, I would say, in, I don't know, past 10 years on just how I look at the world and how I look at life. And obviously we know all the crazy stuff that's going on in our world right now, notwithstanding, but it makes me realize what's really important and how I want to live my life, how I want to be a man, how I want to be a father, a husband, the whole thing. And try and set that example for my kids and the next generation moving forward. And I get a lot of that from listening to perspectives that I don't agree with. Let's just put it that way. And I think that's such a great thing. And I think that's such a good life lesson for anybody. Take the time to listen to people that don't agree with you, because there's so much more to this world than what you want it to be or what you think it should be. And when you listen to differing opinions, it's like, look, I'm not turning this into politics, but I'm just going to bring it up as an example. Let's say you swing left. Listen to the people on the right. Do it. Listen to them. Don't just deny what they're saying. Oh, they're wrong. They're wrong. Oh, they're just right. Blah, 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 blah. If you actually listen to what they say and what they're trying to accomplish, they're not the evil empire. And it goes vice versa. If you're on the right, listen to people on the left. The other side isn't necessarily all bad, is what I'm trying to say. There are things that they may be trying to accomplish or do that make a lot of sense. And if you at least take the time to see it from their perspective, it's just going to make you a more well-rounded and more educated person, especially when you're arguing about why you don't agree with what they're saying. Educate yourself on what they're trying to say so that when you do have an argument about it, it's coming from an educated point of view. That's all. That's all I'm trying to say. And that's really what I try to do in life now. And it's really helped me a lot, because I'm wrong a lot. And I'm probably just a cranky old loudmouth man on the mic, but I appreciate when people say they don't agree with me. I actually prefer it, because that's what sparks a conversation. And then that's where you can come to a compromise on both sides, and both parties can walk away feeling like they got something out of the whole thing.
Totally agree. All right. I'm going to end it with this, Paris, this conversation right here. So yesterday you posted a video.
Here you go again. Stay out of my timeline.
Hey, I'm just saying, man. You posted a video from...
You never give me a heads up. You always put this on me on the spot.
No, because I just remember right now. I forgot to put in the topics. But I'm not going to... I don't even know who this streamer is or anything, but he was part of...
I did not want to talk about this, Danny.
No?
I don't want to talk about this. I do not want to give that dude any freaking attention, because I'll just say this. You're bringing up the kid, because he's a kid. He's 21.
Yeah, he's a kid.
He was on the panel at TwitchCon, and he basically said some elitist, arrogant stuff about how his audience can't relate to him, and, you know, he wants to keep that barrier. Here's the thing. He's 21. Mm-hmm. When I was 21, I said a lot of dumb stuff, too. But of course, we can't...
Yeah. Same here.
Can't... You can't do that. He will mature. He will grow. He will understand what he said was very dumb and very, very arrogant, and is not what you should say. Bottom line, we're all people. I don't care how wealthy you are. I don't care how many followers you got. I don't care how many subs you got. I don't care about any of that stuff. We're all people. Treat everybody with respect. Don't ever think you're better than someone, because the day you think you're better than someone, that's when you're going to fail. And that's all. That's all that stuff was. We don't need to say his name, who he was, or
I don't even know who that is.
I'm just saying. I honestly was not going to talk about this at all because
we
don't need to promote this kind of stuff. We
no, of course not. Of course, the reason I'm just saying the reason why I brought that up is because seeing that video and also watching the panel that P was on. I was like, damn, man, this is so dope, man. Like the way the positive messages that that P and everybody that was part of the Latin in gaming panel. I prefer to see more of that, you know, at TwitchCon, man. Promote people that are doing good things. I don't care about followers and subs and all that and money. I don't really care about that. But let's inspire other people, man. Like I don't want to see at TwitchCon or PAX or any other panels in the future for any other event, let's promote the good things, man. Let's not promote people that actually don't care about engaging with their audience. They think they're like, you know, they think they're the number one on everything and so on. I don't like that, man. So that's why I wanted to bring that up, because Pete and everybody else from the panel, man, they did a great job, man. That was a very panel that was very well done, man. Loved it a lot, man. So that's what I want to bring. I didn't want to bring up the whole conversation about this guy, you know what I'm saying? But you didn't let me finish asking the question, Paris. Let me finish it first.
I don't know. I just, like I said, I just think it was a very immature thing that he did. He didn't articulate it, and believe it or not, and this is where I say you got to look at both sides of things. I get what he was trying to say. It just came off horrible. And I don't think he fully understood the ramifications of him saying such a thing. And that's what I mean. I cut him some slack because he's 21. Okay, see, now that you got me started on this, I got to bring it up. And actually, I have to take off in a couple of minutes because I'm about to go do the raid right after this thing. But let me just say this.
Yeah, raid Sunday. Raid Sunday.
Yes, raid Sunday. So let me just say this. This is why this whole streaming culture, this whole YouTube personality culture, this is why this bubble's going to freaking burst. We are putting people that are too young and unprepared for instant fame in the spotlight. Not everybody's built to, quote, and I'm doing air quotes, quote unquote, be famous, be e-celebrities or whatever, right? So you're taking these kids that are 18, 19, 20, 20, look, Logan Paul, all that stuff, just wrap all that stuff and put it into one category. They are too young to handle this kind of fame this fast. Like, I'll give you an example. I'll give two people as an example of where it does work and where it doesn't work. A place where it does work is Marcus Brownlee. Matter of fact, he was just on Joe Rogan. He has a fantastic YouTube channel, does all the technology stuff. He is amazing. I love his work. It's really good. And that dude, that's a young cat. He's young, but he's very mature for his age. He's very articulate, knows his stuff. And then you take on the opposite side of that, PewDiePie. PewDiePie came along very young, instantly shot up the most popular person on YouTube and all that. And look how he's just been shooting himself in the foot over and over again the past few years, right? It's sure you're famous. You have more money than God. You can do all that kind of stuff. But I will not support or I will not look at any content from PewDiePie because I just think he's basically just very immature. He's a child. He's a man child at this point, right? But then when I look at Brownlee and I look at what he's doing, I love his content. I follow him. I support that guy. I think it's fantastic, right? And then you take the case of this guy that was at the TwitchCon and said the dumb thing. People are going to be on his ass the next few weeks for what he said, right? He'll learn from it, though. He'll grow from it. He will mature. And he will probably come out on the other side and be a better person for it. But my whole point on saying this is there's too many situations where we're putting these children in front of a camera and expecting them to act like mature adults. It's not going to happen. It's just not. I know how I was when I was 21 and I was dumb as bricks. And I view all people, and sorry, and I'm not trying to say like kids are dumb or whatever, but when you're that age, you're not mature. You're not. You still have growing to do. And when you put money and fame in someone's hands at that age, it turns out poorly 9 times out of 10. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. You live and learn. Yeah. That's how life is, man. You live and learn.
So that's it. So you got me ranting. Yeah. Now I'm late. So we got
to
wrap it up.
I had to, you know what?
That's why I didn't want to talk about it.
No, but sometimes it's good to bring up random stuff like that, man. You know, just it creates a pretty cool conversation. I think that was good. Short and sweet, right? So we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you for listening to Gamertag Radio episode 808. Stay tuned because Pete has content from TwitchCon, so hopefully we'll release that later this week. And that's about it. That's about it. We have a busy week, this and in the coming weeks, man, too. So are you dressing up this year, Paris, for Halloween? Or no?
I dress up Halloween every year as the same person. Angry old black man works every time. no, we're actually we're having like we're having we're gonna have like 20, 30 people at our house on Halloween. We're doing like a in-house kind of party thing, and then we'll take the kids out, go do all that, and then I'm getting on a plane to parts unknown. So it's going to be another busy week for me.
That's good, man. That's good. See, Paris is always busy, man. Always busy. So, yeah, have a safe flight to P and you, man. I'm here stuck home, Miami. It's all good. It's all good. All right, head over to GamerTagRadio.com. Put your comments and feedback. Also, you can listen to us on Spotify, Radio Public, Stitcher, everywhere. Just go and listen to our podcast and let us know what you think of the content, and send us questions. We love answering questions from the listeners, man. So, by the way, next weekend is Extra Life. Make sure to support that. Extra Life is next weekend, man. So, all right, until next time, we're out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Thank you for listening to Gamertag Radio. If you'd like to donate and help us out for future events and more coverage and also better audio equipment, head over to donate.gamertagradio.com. That's donate.gamertagradio.com. Thank you.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.